It's a wonderful Wednesday here at the Freedom Station. You can call in at 610-539-8255. This is It's a New Day with Mike Levins here in the morning. 610-539-TALK is the number to call, or toll-free 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Baltimore is all quiet tonight as residents obey the curfew. Will some obey the curfew? We've got the media now returning fire, has come under fire by the Baltimore mayor as well as President Obama. We'll have more on that as well, and quite directly taking fire. We have a forest fire that is threatening Ukraine's Chernobyl nuclear zone happening right now, which could spread some of the radiation from one of the world's worst nuclear reactor disasters ever to face the country. And a Nepal quake survivor who was trapped for 82 hours in Nepal was actually just pulled out, still alive. We'll have more on that and many more stories here for you on the program this morning. Welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us. Again, let your voice be heard. 610-539-TALK is the number to call, 610-539-8255, or toll free at 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180. Now let's get to the main headline, the story that everyone has been talking about, of course, Baltimore. And I'm reading an article from FoxNews.com. In case you're wondering at the status of Baltimore after the riots two nights ago, last night the city was kept relatively calm. There were over 3,000 police and National Guardsmen enforcing an all-night curfew on the city. The curfew started off at 10 p.m., and I was actually watching it last night to see what would happen. And I feel kind of bad doing that because you don't want to perpetuate something like this. But at the same rate, you can't ignore, as someone who talks about the news, an event that happened, one of the largest riots that has happened since, I believe, 1968 is the year, in Baltimore, Maryland. So we've got that happening. Not so promising start, though. 200 protesters actually defied the warnings of police, and many activists who were pleading with some of the protesters to disperse. Some bottles were thrown. Some were resisting arrest. There were about 10 arrests, and two of which were for looting. One was disorderly conduct, and seven for violating the curfew. Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts declared the curfew, which ended at 5 a.m., a success. Quote, "We do not have a lot of active movement throughout the city as a whole. Tonight, I think the biggest thing is the citizens are safe. The city is stable. We hope to maintain it that way." And it looks like they did. Life is unlikely, though, to go completely back to normal anytime soon. The curfew was to go back into effect at 10 p.m. Wednesday. And baseball officials, and this is very interesting, and what may be a first in sports 145-year history, announced that Wednesday's Baltimore Orioles game at Camden Yards would be closed to the public. Could you imagine that? You're playing a ball game and not one person is in the stands. I've been to Camden Yards, actually. It's a very beautiful stadium. We had a great time. Went with my family. And we were actually seeing the Yankees play the Baltimore Orioles. And it was a wonderful day. The weather was beautiful. The people were very nice there. We just had a wonderful, wonderful time. I can't imagine that park now, due to safety issues, is going to be closed tonight for the Baltimore Orioles game. The violence, of course, has set off what this article is calling soul-searching among community leaders and others. Some suggesting the uprising was not about race or the police department, but also about high unemployment, high crime, poor housing, broken down schools, and lack of opportunity in Baltimore's inner city neighborhoods, issues that are not going away anytime soon. Now, it's important to note that many of the leaders, the community leaders who brought these issues up, are parts of the government in Baltimore. In fact, I was watching it on Fox News last night. They were interviewing a lot of these community leaders who were actually either congressmen or they were part of the Baltimore City Council for the respective areas that were undergoing essentially the heaviest portion of the riots. And an important question was posed by the anchors and reporters of Fox. Well, some of them have been in leadership in the city for maybe 20, 30 years. What have you been doing in all this time to combat high unemployment, high crime, poor housing, broken down schools, and lack of opportunity in Baltimore's inner city neighborhoods? 610-539-TALK is the number to call, 610-539-8255, or toll free, 1-877-667-1180. Interesting to think about, though. What have you been doing to combat all these issues that you're now complaining about, you who have been in office for more than just a few years? Activists were also stressing that they'd continue to press authorities for answers in the case of Freddie Gray, which, might I add, we don't know anything new about. And a lot of that hinges on the autopsy report, which is probably going to come out in maybe another 30 or even 60 days. And of course, what we do know is that 80% of his spinal cord was severed. His neck was broken. That means different vertebrae in his neck were broken. And his voice box was crushed. And obviously, there are questions as to how that happened. And we don't know how that happened. All we have right now is a video of Freddie Gray when he was being arrested, put into a van, some have called a paddy wagon, where he was being dragged by police, screaming in pain, his feet being dragged along the ground, and being put into the van. 30 minutes thereafter, being called for medical attention and having an ambulance, I believe, arrive on scene. Now, a group of pastors have announced plans to hold a rally and a prayer vigil for the city of Baltimore and Gray's family at noon on Wednesday, that's today, and this is to, quote, draw public attention to 17 police accountability bills the state legislature failed to pass during the recent legislative session. Now, I would say that that's important. But you know what I would say that's even more important to that group of pastors? How about preaching to the people who participated in riots that nearly destroyed... No, I'm sorry, that didn't nearly destroy your city. That did destroy your city. That destroyed your senior center that you were building for your own citizens. That destroyed a local CVS pharmacy that, I could promise you, dozens of local businesses burned out, looted, who are members of your community. How about preaching against that? Police accountability bills, why they failed, that's an important issue as well. But when your city is burning, this is the prayer vigil and the rally that you're going to hold? 17 police accountability bills? How about preaching on repentance? How about preaching on forgiveness? How about preaching on not coveting what your neighbor has and stealing what your neighbor has by looting their business, burning out their business, taking what you think is yours? How about preaching against the broken families that infest Baltimore and every other major urban city, and in fact this whole country, that have been broken because of drugs, alcohol, and marital infidelity? How about you preach against that? And instead, they're drawing attention to this, which is important. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. What am I missing something? The issues are important to speak against. They're important to talk against, meaning these police accountability bills. But you must speak to the gross disrespect in what even Jesus said, to submit to authorities because all authority was given by God. There are Christians who are dying for their faith. There are Christians who are being persecuted by corrupt police departments across the world who have to be bribed in order to look the other way at something that's completely lawful here in this nation. And they submit to what they know are corrupt authorities. Now, that's a Christian perspective. Corruption's not right, and it shouldn't be condoned. But from the Christian perspective, pastors, there is a submission to authority, and you do what you can to change things, of course. But how can you possibly draw attention to that when you have all these other things going on in your city? Your city, which, by the way, pastors are held somewhat accountable for. You can call toll-free at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. We're going to be talking about the media's reaction and to what Baltimore officials have been saying and what they have been citing as the reasons for the riots and the unrest, and even President Obama chiming in on the coverage and what that means. We've got some information on the Nepal quake. We've got more coming up for you on the program. It's a new day here on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Thank you for listening this morning on this Wednesday. Mike Levins here. We'll be back after this.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Every year in the months of March through June, lobbyists are swarming the Pennsylvania Capitol building, and there are frequent rallies and demonstrations, sometimes multiple times a day. It's all because it's budget time, and special interests are looking for their piece of the pie, or should I say, our tax dollars. And so it was last week when Planned Parenthood bussed in demonstrators to demand even more money from the state for their activities. They already get millions, and it's only reasonable to believe that those dollars eventually end up promoting their biggest activity, which is abortion. We don't think Planned Parenthood should get any tax dollars, which is why we took to the Capitol last week to expose the truth about Planned Parenthood and abortion in Pennsylvania. You can find out more by downloading our special report at the website abortionispersonal.com. That's abortionispersonal.com. And you can find out about us at pafamily.org.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Welcome back to the program. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, or toll free at 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180. It's a new day here on 1180 WFYL. Mike Levins on the mic for you this morning. So, a Nepal quake survivor was trapped for 82 hours underneath rubble. Or was found alive. We've got that story, and we're going to keep on touching on what happened in Baltimore. The media reacting to officials and others blaming different socioeconomic factors for the riots and the unrest. And we're going to get into that this morning. Let your voice be heard this morning. Again, 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, the number to call. So, let's go ahead and read just a little bit more. I'm looking at an article from FoxNews.com talking about the unrest in Baltimore and how it has been relatively quiet. Relatively quiet last night. Only 10 arrests, two of which were actually for looting, and then seven of which, if I'm looking at the facts and figures here correctly, seven of which were for violating the curfew and one for disorderly conduct. So relatively quiet night, which is a victory for police and for city officials in Baltimore, especially after some political gaffes. Of course, all this revolving around the death of Freddie Gray, trying to find out what exactly happened to this man while he was in police custody. 80% of his spinal cord severed, vertebrae broken in his neck, essentially his neck was broken, and his voice box was crushed. The family of Freddie Gray is calling for peace. In fact, the attorney for the family was interviewed on Fox News last night. I was watching that, and I was actually very pleasantly surprised at how cordial and how level-headed she was. Basically calling for peace and calm and saying that we have to wait for the autopsy report. And the parents, of course, want to find out what happened to Freddie Gray while he was in police custody. Again, protesters have been calling for the six officers involved to be charged with first-degree murder, which is heavy-handed to say the least, especially when no evidence has really come out yet, at least not into the public scope. There's, of course, probably more evidence that is being investigated currently that we're not aware of, and I'm sure that that will be coming out. Of course, though, it's going to come out after the smoke has cleared from the fires that have burned in Baltimore. Condolences, and of course, our hearts go out to the family of Freddie Gray. No family should have to lose a 25-year-old young man in any way. No one should have to go through the pain that that brings. And again, I was very impressed by the attorney, because unlike in similar circumstances where family attorneys usually are part of inciting different kinds of riots and getting involved in the rhetoric, she actually was very level-headed and said, we need to just stick with the facts and see what comes out from the autopsy reports, and brought up some good points. How did the spinal cord get severed? We don't know exactly what happened. And I will say this, the only charge that can and probably should be brought up after investigation, of course, is a charge of manslaughter, unintentional killing, because that's what happened. Now, it would not be a crime if he was injured, and again, he stayed in the hospital for a week before he actually passed. It would not be a crime if he was injured in arrest, meaning that if the police were trying to detain him and he was resisting, and that is what caused the injury, and there's sufficient evidence to prove that, then no crime has been committed, at least to my understanding. Let your voice be heard this morning. Call toll-free at 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180, or locally at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. Those are the facts that we know. Here are some more facts that we know. I'm going to be looking at Freddie Gray. It's been reported, and this is a point that I'm going to bring up, his arrest record. And I'm going to read it as according to the Maryland Department of Justice. March 20th, 2015, dealing cocaine. That is August 28th, 2008, possession of narcotics. And I'm just reading a line here. October 5th, 2012, illegal gambling. January 25th, 2014, possession of narcotics over 10 grams. August 24th, 2007, manufacture and distribution of narcotics. August 29th, 2007, September 16th, 2008, and April 16th, 2008, distribution of narcotics. All of those, distribution of narcotics. May 9th, 2012, distribution of narcotics. January 4th, 2015, distribution of narcotics. And again, in December 31st, 2014. In May 13, 2014, stolen property. Distribution of narcotics again. In July 16th, 2008, possession of narcotics. In March 28th, 2008, and distribution of narcotics. In February 12th, 2008, September 29th, 2013, and December 4th, 2014. Possession of narcotics in December 4th, 2014. Burglary in March 20th, 2008. Possession of narcotics in March 20th, 2008 as well. September 21st, 2007, distribution of narcotics, and April 30th, 2008. Unlawful possession, 2 counts. And that is from the Maryland Department of Justice. Call in at 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, or toll free at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. The media has been getting some finger-pointing. And one thing that we do have to hit, of course, as we do every day, is our scripture of the day. And it is, it's one that some may not want to hear, especially in Baltimore. But from a Christian perspective, it is still what Jesus preached. We're going to touch on that and more. Media being blamed for what happened in Baltimore. By different officials and even by the president himself. I talked about this with CNN, that they were pushing this story and they brought it into the national light initially when it happened, and that that was causing a lot of the unrest, and that because different outlets like CNN, MSNBC are struggling for ratings, and that they're trying to go off the coattails of Ferguson, that this was going to garner unneeded attention, and so it has. And now larger news outlets like Fox News are running it. And we have the situation in Baltimore, which none of us can ignore today. And that's what we're talking about today. Again, you could join the conversation. Let your voice be heard at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. We've got to hit a break. But we'll be back with our scripture of the day. Some of the commentary of the media that's important for you to know, because we learn a little about what the city officials of Baltimore are doing or not doing in their community. Stay right there.
WFYL. Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Police in Baltimore moved to break up a few people out past a curfew imposed after Monday night's riots. About 10 people arrested.
There were some folks who stayed out just past the curfew started at 10 o'clock. They were sent home with pepper balls. Some other folks were sent to jail. One officer was injured when somebody in the crowd threw rocks at a different location.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Baltimore. More aides getting the earthquake victims in Nepal, where 5,000 deaths are now confirmed. In Sankhu, Nepal.
Food is not an urgent problem right now. People are surrounded by potato fields and other crops that they can turn to at short notice. And there is a transport link that's working very well and effectively at the moment. And the great problem people have is they simply don't know where they'll be able to move back in.
Sky News correspondent Colin Brazier. Banks reopened for a few hours in the capital, Kathmandu. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Would you like to earn up to 7 or 8% on your retirement savings? Are you frustrated with low interest at the bank? Would you like to participate in market gain but never in losses? Our clients make money when the market goes up, and they keep their money when the market goes down. Your principal is 100% safe and secure and guaranteed, and your profits are locked in and can never be lost. The U.S. Treasury Department recommends that every American should convert at least half of their retirement savings into these products. See if you qualify for an immediate bonus up to 20% of your deposit. You can also choose from CD equivalents that pay up to 4 times more than the banks and are liquid. You can cash out in just 18 months without penalty. We have over 12,000 clients who are earning more and have no risk. You should call us now. Life Rates of America, 888-974-7900, 888-974-7900, toll-free, 888-974-7900.
Do you have huge growth goals for your company but don't know how to get there from where you are now? Or has your business not been growing and you don't know why or what to do to get back to growth? Or are you in a different situation where your business has been growing rapidly by leaps and bounds, but you're experiencing growing pains and are concerned that your company might rather be overexpanding or won't be able to keep up with demand, both threatening your short and long-term profitability? If you are in any of these situations, we have the show for you. Accelerating Your Business, a new weekly call-in radio program every Thursday morning from 7:34 a.m. to 8 a.m., hosted by me, Michelle Faustin, your growth, market entry, and business expansion expert and president and CEO of MJF Strategy, will help you get and take your business to the next level by answering any and all questions related to growing your business profitably the right way. For a chance to have your questions aired and answered on our show, email me at askmichelle@1180wfyl.com. askmichelle@1180wfyl.com. That's Accelerating Your Business, airing every Thursday morning from 7:34 to 8 a.m. on WFYL. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Everyone wants to live, work, and play in a clean and green environment. Join thousands of volunteers from across Pennsylvania for this year's Great American Cleanup of PA. Pick up litter along a local waterway, organize a neighborhood cleanup, or help plant flowers or trees in a nearby park. There are lots of ways to get involved. Learn how at gacofpa.org. Together, we can keep Pennsylvania beautiful. Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, Governor.
So I've got a message for the people of Baltimore, and it comes straight from the scripture. And unfortunately, I've got a message for some of the pastors in Baltimore too. Not all. I will say this. Pastors in Baltimore, thank you for much of what you have done to try to quell the violence in the city. Thank you. But you have got to address the issues in your community, not just blame someone else. There are different issues as far as, again, what we were reading. Fox News article here, there is a prayer vigil and a rally for the city of Baltimore and Gray's family at noon on Wednesday to, quote, draw public attention to 17 police accountability bills the state legislature failed to pass during the recent legislative session. That's important. Not now. The worst what that's going to do is just incite people more. That is crucially important. But you cannot ignore, for example, the crime, which is rampant in an urban city like Baltimore. You can't ignore that. You can't ignore the riots. How about you hold a prayer vigil and a rally for the city for the riots that happened that destroyed many of your neighbors' businesses on Monday night? And their life savings, all their work put into that business is now gone. And they could never get it back because insurance companies don't cover riots. They don't cover that kind of destruction. So now they have nothing. How about you hold a prayer vigil and a rally for them? 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK. What does the scripture say? Our scripture of the day today is Mark 12. It's verse 13 through 17. Some of you know exactly where I'm going with this. Others, go ahead and just listen. Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, "Teacher, we know that you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth." Listen to how they're going with that. They're building up Jesus' character, and then they're using it as a justification, and I'll read on now. Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we? They're building Jesus up and saying, we know that you aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And then turn around and ask, is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Should we or shouldn't we? But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. I'm reading on now. Quote, why are you trying to trap me? He asked. Bring me a denarius, which was the coin used for money back then, and let me look at it. They brought the coin, and he asked them, whose image is on this, and whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then Jesus said to them, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. This doesn't have to do just with taxes. This has to do with the laws that we are underneath when God has put different governments and authorities in power, even if they are corrupt. Because remember Daniel, his people were slaughtered by the Persians, and yet he and others were taken to serve the Persians, and God called him to do that, and he did so faithfully. But he rendered to God what was God's, going against the Persian king, saying that he should only be praying to him. Daniel still prayed to God, giving what was to Caesar, Caesar giving to God what was God's. The scripture isn't just about taxes. This scripture is about obeying law. Obeying laws and not using God of all things to justify lawlessness. Because God is the opposite of lawlessness. He is truth. He is lawful. He is justice. Because notice how they tried to catch him here. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. So is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we? They say to Jesus, you aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with what's truth. So should we pay the imperial tax? Should we pay or shouldn't we? I watched last night as young men and women justified their acts of crime, not just against the police and their city, but against their neighbor. Justify their looting and violation of the curfew, because who's to say that those police officers are not their neighbors? Who's to say that those National Guardsmen are not their neighbors? Who's to say that those extra police officers that were pulled in from surrounding counties in Maryland are not their neighbors and are not being imposed upon by their families and put in harm's way because of their actions? I watched as they tried to justify looting, breaking the curfew, throwing rocks and bottles, I'm sure as they justified the night before. Just like they did to try to do in this scripture, in justifying not paying their taxes to Caesar. And what did Jesus say? Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. In Baltimore, you need to do that. And not just your city, but we as a nation are thankful that you did that last night, for the most part. There's some who didn't. There will always be some who didn't. But we are thankful that you did last night. Because what happens in your city doesn't just affect Baltimore. It affects the rest of the nation. As we all wonder where this nation is going and what God is going to do with it, Baltimore is like a microcosm of that right now. And you have to understand that. So to the people and the pastors in Baltimore, know that God calls us to obey laws, even if they're not just. Because remember, the Romans conquered the Jews. They slaughtered them. They crucified them regularly. They persecuted them for who they were. And Jesus said, in the midst of that, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. In fact, even we could go to another scripture. When Jesus talks about if a person asks you to go 1 mile with them, go with them too. He's talking about what Roman centurions would often ask, or not ask, force different peoples whom they had conquered to carry their bags 1 mile with them. They could do that. Anyone they wanted. They could pull you away from what you're doing and go, here, you're carrying my bags with me for the next mile. Would you call that just? No. But what did Jesus say? He said, if someone asks you to go 1 mile with them, go with them too. If someone slaps you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. Where is that from the pastors and the people in Baltimore today who claim to be Christians in a lot of ways? And don't get me wrong, the pastors have done a lot of good, but you have to focus on the real issues in your community. You can't get around those. And there's only one answer for that, and that's the gospel. Because right now, because no one else is standing up as they should, Bloods and the Crips are calling. Yeah, that's right. The Bloods and the Crips in their community. They're calling a truce, and they're calling on people not to harm cops, but to protect their community from violence and looting. This is from the freethoughtproject.com. Because no one is standing in the gap, it's another program we have on, now these gangs are standing in the gap, and people who break the law regularly kill and hurt and sell drugs and perpetuate a lot of the problems that are happening in that community. They're the ones who are calling on the community to keep them from continuing the violence and looting and not to harm cops. Call in at 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180, 1-877-667-1180. Remember, there's always hope. Remember that no matter what may fall, there's always an answer. The sun never goes down on hope, and just because a day may be darker does not mean that that sun will not rise the next morning. We'll be back. We've got to hit a break. We've got more on the media and what's happening and their responses in Baltimore after this.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At a speech given at the Pennsylvania Leadership Conference in Camp Hill on Friday, April 17, 2015, Cheryl Atkison, investigative reporter and journalist, was asked for her thoughts on the Tea Party. Here is Cheryl's response.
Well, I'm interested in the Tea Party. I can't say I know that much about it, but for a story I did the last year I was at CBS, and I can't remember why I needed it. I want to know the latest poll numbers on support or lack thereof for the Tea Party. And I assumed, like a lot of people, everybody hates the Tea Party. Nobody likes the Tea Party because that's sort of the theme you always hear. Oh, the Tea Party, they're a bunch of this and that. Well, to my surprise, and I had no agenda, I just wanted the facts, the CBS polling unit called back and said the last poll we did showed, and I hesitate to use a number because I don't remember the number, but it was extraordinary. It's something, I'm going to say, upwards of 75% or more of Americans agreed with some of the values or the agenda of the Tea Party. And I don't know what they had listed as the values or agenda, or if they had, or they just posed the question. But I was like, that is so different than the reality. So I think there's been an AstroTurf campaign, of course, to controversialize the Tea Party because somebody sees that as damaging. And I think some of that's been within the Republican Party itself, which has done this to the Tea Party.
The liberty of the press consists in the right to publish with impunity truth, with good motives, for justifiable ends. To disallow, it is fatal. Alexander Hamilton, 1804.
Well, the mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, you think the media's a little angry? Here is, first of all, I'll read the headline. This is FoxNews.com, and this isn't just Fox News, by the way. I know I've been reading a lot from them lately, but stick with me. Forget the finger pointing. Media didn't fan the flames of Baltimore riots. And here's the first line of the article, not the headline. The mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, insulted our intelligence. You think they're angry? By blaming the media for reporting her inexplicable remarks on how to deal with the kind of rioters who devastated her city. And it doesn't stop at Fox News, by the way. We've got some comments that are actually cited in this article, and that's why I'm using it, by Anderson Cooper of CNN. I know I've been reading a lot from Fox News lately, but this isn't just a Fox News deal here. The whole media has come underneath fire because of this. Now, I believe the flames were fanned long before the media has been covering it like they are now. See, a situation like this, the flames were fanned when cameras began to be on the streets, when protesters started congregating the day after the Freddie Gray incident. See, that's when this fanned into flame. Not now, because now you have 3,000 police and National Guard. And you know what? Kudos to them for keeping the peace last night. and thank you. Because if it wasn't for them, I'm sure a lot of business owners in Baltimore are thanking God that those police and National Guard were there to enforce the curfew. Because it kept a relatively quiet night in the city. And thank you, God, for that. Okay? So, a commendation to our men and women behind the shield there, law enforcement and also in the National Guard, who are protecting the city of Baltimore. That's right, protecting the city of Baltimore. You know, I was very impressed with the way that they handled the protesters last night who were out before, ahead of the curfew. Because usually what happens is after the curfew, and they waited some time, there was some disagreement as to whether they should have waited or not. But instead of firing tear gas canisters, I thought this was very smart. They actually fired smoke grenades. Because I was watching last night as reporters were getting ready for tear gas. And one of them, Mike Tobin of Fox News, actually walked right up to one of the canisters and said, "This isn't tear gas. If it was, I wouldn't be able to stand here right now." So they were firing smoke grenades. And I thought, what a brilliant strategy, because what it does is it basically makes wherever you're standing kind of have a visibility of only about 2 to 3 feet in front of you, which will isolate the protesters, encouraging them to disperse, and allow the police to move, hiding them, so that they won't get rocks and bottles thrown at them, and they can move out and begin to disperse protesters that way without having the situation further inflamed with people actually being physically affected with tear gas. I thought that was a very, very smart strategy. Because at that point, you have to clear the streets, and if anything is going to, quote-unquote, calm things down a little bit, tear gas is always seen as an escalation. A smoke grenade, a little different. They were firing pepper bullets, I believe. Not bullets, but they, I guess, rubber pellets. And I don't exactly know what the whole deal is with that. If it's a pepper spray coated pellet, maybe, that they fire at people, that's apparently something that they were doing as well. Clearly trying to keep injuries and trying to keep the situation as calm as possible in order to disperse. And not many protesters were left. The majority of them were peacefully protesting the whole day. And kudos to those protesters. Thank you. You were protesting peacefully the entire day, and many of you left. Thank you so much for that. Again, kudos to you protesters who protested according to the law. Thank you. Only about 200 were left after the curfew, and that is what caused some of the issues last night, although last night was so much more quiet than the night before. So the media is none too happy about Stephanie Rawlings-Blake and her comments. And I'll read here the Fox News article. In what may go down, tell me they're not angry, as one of the dumbest political remarks ever made. That's exactly what I'm looking at here in the article. Tell me this isn't an editorial. Rawlings-Blake spoke before the riots about the protesters' right to free speech, fair enough, and then said this. It's a very delicate balancing act, because while we tried to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other things that were going on, we also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And if you've seen the video, she does say wished to destroy. That's not a typo. She got underneath significant criticism for that. I believe she probably meant to say something else, said the wrong thing. If she did actually say that, she's certainly, and meant to say it, she's certainly retracting now, claiming she didn't even say it. Space to destroy, as the article reads, rather than express regret for a terrible choice of words, the mayor lashed out at the media for misinterpreting her comments. As for Young's head-in-the-sand observation, I love the commentary here from this article. CNN's Anderson Cooper told viewers, "I'm not sure what he thinks cameras should be focused on at a time when cars are being destroyed, lit on fire, 15 police officers are being injured, and stores being looted. I'm not exactly sure what images he would like us to be photographing at this time." And that was the city council president, Bernard Young, who complained, saying, "Heartbroken and disturbed by the way the media is focusing on the negativity of this city. This, as Baltimore was burning." And that is verbatim what is said right after that quote in the article. Tell me the media is not happy. Anderson Cooper. I'm not exactly sure what images he would like us to be photographing at this time. President Obama, of course. And I'm getting very tired about talking with him because now I think he's just hogging the spotlight because this isn't about him. President Obama included a media critique at his news conference Tuesday saying, quote, "One burning building will be looped on television over and over." Well, that would be the case if it was only one burning building. See, it was actually dozens. While the previous days of peaceful protest got little attention and were, quote, lost in discussion, this is from the article. "What would you have us do, Mr. President?" That's not a quote from anyone. That's just the author of the article. "The city of Baltimore was ablaze, and the cops were either overwhelmed or holding back. This was not a case of one or two incidents being unfairly magnified by ratings-hungry producers. The images from Monday's rioting in Maryland's largest city were incredible and incredibly depressing. Fox's Leland Vittert showed us a liquor store being looted as the police seemingly stood by. As the violence escalated, the new governor, Larry Hogan, said he had waited for a request from the mayor before calling out the National Guard, making viewers wonder why he didn't act on his own in the fact of such an emergency." Tell me the media is not angry about this. MSNBC and CNN were heavily focused on the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the annual celebrity-studded nerd prom, after CNN anchor Don Lemon interviewed top officials in Baltimore on Monday. Baltimore Sun television critic David Zurawick, "I have to note the irony of Lemon pressing Governor Larry Hogan on why the National Guard and State Police were only coming in Monday night when there was so much chaos Saturday." Well, we're going to be in a new hour here on It's a New Day. We've got more coming up for you. The media, none too happy. Stay right there. We've got more Nepal quake coming up in just a minute.
Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education, and the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township,
this is AM 1180.
AM 1180.
WFYL,
King of Prussia,
Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It was a calmer night in Baltimore.
I'm here to say that we can be peaceful. We still are upset, but we can be peaceful.
Police did use tear gas and pepper balls to stop protesters at the start of a curfew, but it was quieter after that. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Baltimore.
There were some tense moments and a handful of arrests, but local leaders here are calling the overnight curfew a success. Maryland Democrat Congressman Elijah Cummings worked the streets for hours talking with young people.
They know I mean business, and they know I love them at the same time.
Kids are going back to school this morning, boarding buses under the watchful eye of local police and the National Guard. A vigil will be held at noon today for Freddie Gray's family and the city of Baltimore. Dave.
Rachel, there were also protests again last night in Ferguson, Missouri, and gunshots. Two people were wounded. An earthquake devastated Nepal, where more than 5,000 are dead.
Silence!
crew is asking for quiet as they use listening devices for anyone maybe still trapped alive in the rubble. Some villages are still waiting for rescuers and aid. More survivors of James Holmes' movie theater massacre will relive the horror in court today. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is covering the trial live in Englewood, Colorado.
Dave, some of the most emotional testimony so far came at the end of the day yesterday when two people, including Aurora Police Sergeant Michael Hawkins, testified about 6-year-old Veronica Mosier. She had been shot. He carried her out of the theater.
I found an ambulance there, and they had their stretcher out. And I laid her on the stretcher, and at that point, I realized that she had died.
James Holmes, who's pleading not guilty by reason of insanity, doesn't show any reaction. His attorneys listen intently, though they have not cross-examined any of the witnesses, Dave.
Jessica, a lot of kids don't know a lot about history or civics or geography. A new assessment called the Nation's Report Card shows only about 1 in 4 eighth graders had a solid performance or better in testing. One good thing, the students scored better in history and civics than the kids in the 1990s. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Before Gergeot New York was a fashion line, it was one woman's dream. And when her company grew and needed space in the heart of Manhattan, Regis made it happen for a fraction of the cost. With beautifully furnished offices and administrative support staff, Regis gave Gergeot the professional image she wanted and the place to make her life's work a reality. So when you're ready to start your business or take your business to the next level, Regis is there. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
The UN Human Rights Office is calling incomprehensible what Indonesia has done, executing 8 convicted drug smugglers.
Vehicles carrying the bodies of 8 men shot by firing squad, including a Brazilian, Nigerians, and 2 men from Australia, that nation's leader condemning Indonesia.
These executions are both cruel and unnecessary.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott saying the Australians reformed while in jail. They reportedly became devout Christians and are said to have died praising God. Meanwhile, a Filipino woman drug smuggler getting a reprieve. For now, her case saw protests. In recent weeks in the Philippines and in churches, prayers which some say were answered. In the Asia Bureau, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
A Texas man woke up on death row this morning, but Robert Pruitt wasn't supposed to. A Texas judge halted his execution with just hours to spare yesterday as Pruitt's attorneys seek new DNA tests they claim will show he did not commit a murder in prison in 1999. Zohar Tsarnaev's lawyers continue to try to avoid the death penalty, making their case to the jury in the marathon bombing trial that convicted Tsarnaev.
The focus on testimony is less about Zohar Tsarnaev and more about his late brother Tamerlan. On Tuesday, a digital forensics consultant testified about searches on a computer belonging to Tamerlan's wife, Catherine, that included rewards of dying as a martyr spouse. Defense attorneys have argued that Tamerlan was the mastermind behind the bombings and led Zohar, who was 19 at the time, down the path of terrorism. 3 were killed in the April 2013 bombings at the marathon finish line. Zohar Tsarnaev was convicted earlier this month on all 30 counts, and now the jury must decide whether to give him the death penalty or life in prison. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, futures are down a little before a report this hour showing growth in the economy in the first quarter. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hi, this is Mark Sizek, your host on This Is My Word, each Sunday at 8.05 a.m. Our speaker is Dan Peters, senior pastor at Limerick Chapel and author of the new book, 16 Counseling Sessions with the Wonderful Counselor. Join us each Sunday morning at 8.05 a.m. for a 25-minute Bible study with Dan Peters from Limerick Chapel, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.